Well, when it comes to this year's Super Bowl, fans can not only bet on the winner, they can bet on just about anything, like how many touchdowns Matt Stafford will pass for, who will have the most tackles, even which team will win the coin toss. News Nation correspondent Nancy Liu joins us live from the site of Super Bowl 56. Of course, that is SoFi Stadium. Nancy, you have a closer look at some of the year's most interesting prop bets.
Yeah, Nicole, some good ones out there. Important to note that sports betting is illegal here in California. However, the super highway of the internet allows people to prop bet. And you might call it proof that some people will bet on anything. Long before any Super Bowl action inside SoFi, prop bets are popping up everywhere. The term is short for proposition betting, a wager not directly tied to the game.
Will the game go to overtime? That's a very popular one.
Vegas sportsbook director John Murray says an even more popular prop is the coin toss.
We get a lot of money on that every year. That's usually one of the ones we write the most tickets on, a literal coin toss. And the first roar of the crowd at the Superbook on Sunday will be when that coin toss is decided.
Different states have different regulations, but the Super Bowl always brings a wide variety of prop bets. Among the lot this year, how many Super Bowl commercials will feature a dog? Will there be a wardrobe malfunction during the halftime show? A new one is, will the price of Bitcoin go up or down during the game? And a popular one every year, what color Gatorade will the winning coach get doused with? According to Murray, many prop players revel in their game within the game.
People really like betting on those because sometimes the game can be a blowout and it gets kind of boring. But if you've got these prop bets, you stay engaged throughout the game.
Now on the Gatorade bet, orange is the overwhelming favorite. In the past 12 Super Bowls, we've had orange Gatorade, and note that the Bengals only use orange Gatorade. However, it's been a blue Gatorade bath in three of, I think, the past five Super Bowls. So, Nicole,
interesting.
Orange or blue,
right?
Maybe safe bets.
All right, so it's not a lock, though. Maybe pink, like my shirt. We'll see. Nancy Liu, thank you for that. Lots of interesting prop bets out there. All right, joining me now, a man who spent more than a decade in the NFL playing in Super Bowl 41 as a member of the Chicago Bears, former defensive end Israel Adonijé. Thank you so much for joining us, Israel.
Thanks for having me, Nicole.
All right, so we just had that report about prop bets. If you could pick one absolute lock of a prop bet, what would it be?
Well, my prop bet is a little more serious in that, you know, this game is such a passing game today that both of these quarterbacks are going to throw plus 300 yards. Total yards passing in this game is going to be 600 plus yards. The officiates, the referees, it's going to be really important how they officiate and referee the game at that line of scrimmage. You know, it's going to be physical always during the playoffs. They let them get away with a little bit more, but these quarterbacks, both Matt Stafford, his last two games, he's thrown plus 300. Joe Burrow, I mean, extremely talented, also throwing high yardage in these last playoff games. And my prop bet is both of these quarterbacks plus 300 total yardage, 300, 600 plus yards over this game come Sunday.